This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to begin this segment by just saying, you ain't black. Oh, Kevin Jackson, unofficial black man. I have to wait until a 77-year-old demented lying skank by the name of Joe Biden issues me my official Negro card, because it has been revoked, in case you didn't know. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden. Woo! Did the man say he could kick his own butt or what? Didn't he? You guys obviously heard that, right? Joe Biden said, I can beat Joe Biden. Oh, man. It is too funny to watch this stuff. I can kick my own butt. You watch. Watch me do push-ups. Watch me watch myself do push-ups. Joe Biden, man, you cannot put this dude out in public without him just putting foot in mouth. How do you think the Democrats really feel about Joe Biden? Look, you can get mad at Donald Trump for tweeting and, you know, calling. I think he called a Pritzker or the AG of Michigan wacko or something like that. And people, oh, my gosh, wait, he just quit tweeting. Really? Joe Biden tells black people you can't be black if you don't vote for Democrat. You can't be black unless you vote Democrat. Was he trying to be a hip hopper or a rhymer or what? Surely you heard about this last week, right? Yeah. Can't be black. Wow. Man, he has caught some fire. But let me just say this, for those of you who think that that's what we're going to focus on in this conversation, you are dead wrong. You're dead wrong. The bigger issue was some of the other things that Joe Biden said, things you probably didn't even catch on to. I got it all. But let's begin at the beginning. All right. So let me just play the intro of this interview.
Wake that up in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Vice President Biden, how are you today?
Good. Good to see you.
Same here. You know, I've been critical of you. I have a few things I want to talk to you about.
I know you have.
Yeah.
You don't know me.
No, I don't. That's why I want to get to know you today. I want to talk to you about mostly black stuff. But, you know, first of all, how are you? How's your family during this quarantine?
Thank God everybody's doing well. How about you and your family?
Man, we over here blessed, black, and highly favored, man.
Well, I tell you what, the black community is getting killed, though.
That is very, very true. That is very true. You know, it's a lot of right wing media outlets. They question you. They question your cognitive health. They don't think everything's working upstairs. What do you say to that?
I said I can hardly wait to meet with that guy who is the stable genius.
There's nothing stable about that guy.
So it's pretty easy to start. So Charlemagne has been critical of Biden, but he says he's blessed and highly favored. Glad that the vice president finally interviews with him, because nobody else, he hadn't done it. Every other candidate supposedly has interviewed with this guy, calls himself Charlemagne the God. And then, so Biden comes on, he says, I'm blessed and highly favored. And Biden says, no, you're not. You're black and you're oppressed. Did you catch it? You're black and you're oppressed. But instead of Charlemagne the Great showing, or the God, or whatever he calls himself, saying, hey, look, we're not all in bad shape. And oh, by the way, I'm not going to lean one way or the other because I got issues with you. He says, yeah, well, there's nothing stable about that other guy. But he wants the black folks to believe he's going to give Vice President Biden the blues. Because he's not going to automatically just get the black vote. You can't just come in here and get the black vote. Oh, but that other guy, he's not that stable. And notice there was no follow-up. Well, Mr. Vice President, you got to admit, you make a lot of gaffes. No, he doesn't say that. He just does his stupid dig. Anyway, so they get into the polling, and here's what Biden has to say about the polls. By the way, I mentioned There's something Biden says in this interview. Forget the part about him talking about black people. You ain't black. We'll get to that. There's a bigger thing that Biden says in here that I don't know if people caught it. But let's go to the polling.
You know, one thing I've been critical about is I feel like you've been like MIA during this global pandemic. You know, it's people like Governor Cuomo here in New York who have become political stars simply because we see and hear from them every day. So I'm wondering how you're going to energize people and win a campaign from the House.
Well, I tell you what, I'm following the rules, man. True. Number one, I'm keeping the rules. My governor says he doesn't want us out. I haven't been out. I wear my mask. I have a mask. I got Secret Service outside. I walk outside. I have it on. They get tested. And by the way, I'm beating them across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Of 160 million people have watched me so far on shows like yours.
Okay.
All the stuff about it hurting me. It's not hurting me. I'm winning in all those states. I'm ahead in all the national polls. And the more he talks, the better off I am.
Yeah, we know polls can be illusions, though. Like, you know, we looked at all the polls in 2016, too, and look what happened.
Totally different, man. 2016 is totally different. What you had then is you had somebody who didn't know it all. They wanted to just change the system the way it was. He was the biggest change. He had no serious opposition that turned out to materialize. And so it's totally different. Right now we're in a situation where it's like, you know, that carny shell goes through town once and you find out there's no pee under any one of those three shells that get pushed around.
Mm-hmm.
Next time it comes back, what do? Next time it's back, you ain't playing. You got to figure it out.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. My community figured it out a while ago. But here's the deal.
Oh, boy. I don't know if you caught it. I'm gonna talk about something else, and then we're going to focus on something that you heard, but maybe you didn't hear. So anyway, the first thing I want you to notice about Biden's demeanor is how he tries to be so cool, man. What you talking about? Come on, man. What you talking about? 160 million people watch me like they watch you on these shows like yours, man. They got me ahead in the polls, man. And so Charlemagne the God says to him, but wait a minute, man. These polls can be misleading. Now it's totally different, man. What you talking about, brother? My Negro? I mean, do you hear it? Joe Biden, he doesn't interview like that. He interviews like that when they tell him, you gotta be hip, man. You gotta get in front of these Negroes, these colored folk. You can't talk like you do in front of these white folks, Joe. Okay. Y'all just turn me loose. But he said something at the end of that. I don't know if you caught it. I'm gonna replay it. When we come in the next segment, because we're going to talk about old crazy creepy Joe here for a little bit, because he made a huge mistake. I don't care what anybody tells you. Blowback is going to be significant.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about Joe Biden and the huge, huge mistake. Now, everybody's talking about Joe Biden and what he said about, you can't be black and not want to vote for me, blah, blah, blah. And he did this interview with Charlemagne the God, who's a guy in New York, the state that Democrats are going to win because of New York City, so Biden figured he's in safe territory. So he got loose. There's a song, I think his name is Johnny Taylor, there's a song, Get Up, Get Down, Get Funky, Get Loose, and that's what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden got so colloquial, I'm surprised he wasn't saying my N-word by the end of this interview, because Joe thought he was cool, man. He's that white boy that can say the N-word. You know what I'm saying? Joe was comfortable. They told him, Joe, look, just go out there, let him know what your record is on black folks, and it'll be good. Joe Biden begins that interview saying, how are you doing? And the guy goes, man, I'm blessed. I'm black blessed and highly favored. And Joe Biden says, yeah, but you black folks are getting, you're getting killed out there. You're getting killed, man. They're going to put y'all back in chains. <You know? laughs> Charlemagne, by the way, you are articulate and clean. You just like Obama. I mean, this guy goes on, and what was funny is he's talking about, in the previous segment, he was talking about, I'm ahead in the polls, and what's his name says, look, what are you talking about, you're ahead in the polls? The polls don't mean anything. And then he goes on to say, no, it's different than 2016. Just the polls I'm leading are different. Because Donald Trump, he didn't have any serious challengers. That's what he said. I don't know whether he was talking about the Republican field is no serious challengers or Hillary Clinton. That's unclear. But he said something in that exchange that is absolutely deep. But before I get to it, I want to talk about other aspects of this video. That and my biggest issue is Biden demagoguing it. I can't play the entire 18 minutes, but here's what I can tell you. In an interview like this, it should be give and take. And if you're lucky, if it's a good interview, the interviewer will be somewhere between 30 to 40%, and then at least 60 to 70% for the interviewee. Biden was 95% of this interview. I didn't time it or anything, but outside of that exchange that they had initially, Biden demagogues it. He just goes on and on. He's droning and droning and droning. And you don't have to believe me. I'm going to play the last part of it just because it gets to the crux of why Biden is in trouble. But that's not the real reason Joe Biden's in trouble. There's something that I played earlier. If you caught it, then you'll know why. But I'm going to play this next part because Charlemagne the God wants to know if Biden is considering a woman of color as his running mate. Now, the implication here, I guess from Charlemagne the God, is that if Biden picks a black chick as his running mate, then he gets the black vote. It's all good in the hood, right? And of course, America, you know, we had a black president. He sucked. So I don't get how having a black woman as VP won't be equally sucky because she will have no power. She will be banished to the hitherlands, probably of Scandinavia, because they won't send her to Africa. That would be too racist. So what's the big deal? But Charlemagne the God seems to believe that if Biden will just pick a black chick, man, that's all you got to do. So here's what that exchange sounded like.
I want to ask you about your running mate. I don't know if you saw, well, I saw the day that a news report broke that Amy Klobuchar was being vetted, and a lot of people on social media, they're not too happy about that. And it's because they want your running mate to be a black woman. I don't know if you saw the op-ed in the Washington Post by some of the leading black women voices in this country, and they feel since black women are such a loyal voting bloc, and black people saved your political life in the primaries this year. They have things they want from you, and one of them is a black woman running mate. What do you say to them?
What I say to them is that I'm not acknowledging anybody who is being considered, but I guarantee you there are multiple black women being considered. Multiple.
Well, you know, thank you so much. That's really our time. I apologize.
You can't do that to black media.
I can't do that to white media and black media because my wife has to go on at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions. But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see
you. Take a look at my record, man. I extended the voting rights 25 years. I have a record that is second to none. The NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run. Come on. Take a look at the record.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Horrible, horrible interview. Charlemagne the God was Charlemagne the plebe. He got his butt kicked by a 77-year-old demented sexual abuser. And what's funny, he's tweeting out, oh, I just interviewed the vice president, it's a big deal. But he's tweeting out, listen to Vice President Biden demagogue an interview and then make me a step-and-fetched Negro. Now, I'm just going to tell you folks, black conservatives, we get called coon bud Negroes. I cleaned it up for you, but you know what they call us, right? It's can, C-A-N, but I'm cleaning it up. Clean coon butt Negroes. That's what they call us. They call us step and fetchets. They call us tools of the white man and a host of other things. They call us buck dancers because they say we are performing for you white folks out there. What you just heard, the little piece right there, a dude who won't even go by his real name, which is something like Lenny Kennard. He calls himself Charlemagne the Great, and he got punked by a feeble, old, white, rich Democrat man. That's what I heard. You may ever listen to the entire 18 minutes. I promise you, Biden demagogues. Charlemagne barely gets a question out of his mouth. Biden, 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 Biden. Charlemagne tries to. Biden just talks over him. Talks over him like he's a little chump. Doesn't get a word in edgewise. Takes enough of a pregnant pause in that where you think Charlemagne actually got to ask questions. This is a guy that wants to know. What he says it at the end. I want to know. I want something for my community. This is right after Joe Biden actually says to him, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And he doesn't stop him and say, whoa, 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 Mr. Vice President. You don't talk to black folks that way. Not on my radio show. You don't talk to me that way. Blacks are not monolithic. He invites him back. We have more questions. Let me tell you, his handler, 5 minutes before that exchange, had said, look, we got to go. Mr. Vice President, we got to go. Biden demagogued it, and up until the very end, he ended with that, you going to vote for me, Negro. You want to next time when these guys tell you that the conservative guys are stepping fetching, you just remind them what happened in this interview. We got more when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's likely that Congress will pass another coronavirus bill for economic recovery.
In my view, it ought to be very carefully targeted to correct the mistakes that we certainly made in passing a multi-trillion-dollar bill in 1 week.
Speaking with reporters in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican says the Senate will not pass a bill that does not include liability reform to reassure that small business owners will not face an avalanche of lawsuits following the pandemic. On Tuesday, John Ratcliffe was sworn in as the new director of national intelligence. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio tells Fox News,
"At the end of the day, that position oversees the 17 individual agencies involved in intelligence collection in this country, and that's a very important role."
You're listening to USA Radio News. The WHO is warning of an immediate second peak of coronavirus cases as countries continue to reopen. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Countries where coronavirus infections are declining could still face an immediate second peak if they let up too soon on measures to halt the outbreak, according to the World Health Organization. The world is still in the middle of the first wave of the coronavirus outbreak. WHO Emergencies Head Mike Ryan said that cases are declining in many countries, but still increasing in Central and South America, South Asia, and Africa. Ryan said epidemics also come in waves, which means outbreaks could come back later in the year in places where the first wave is subsided. This is USA Radio News.
Things are continuing to heat up across the Southwest this week, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento all the way to Phoenix. Heat advisories are in effect as the above-average temperatures creep above 110 degrees in some areas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a ton to talk about. Oh, my goodness, today. After any weekend, especially a long weekend, there's always a ton of things to talk about. There's so much in the news. And by the way, many, many beautiful things that have developed for we conservatives, so for us conservatives. So don't sweat it. Lots to talk about. But I want to cover this Joe Biden thing because I'm telling you, this is not going away. This has got one. This one of these rifts in the fabric of leftism that they can't fix. This is not a repairable one. Yeah, Joe Biden is supposed to be the non-racist guy. Now understand this: Joe Biden is the man that has called Barack Obama articulate and clean, that worked with segregationists and said, "I will never apologize for my work with segregationists," as he apologizes within a week of saying that statement for his work with segregationists. Joe Biden has talked as if hanging out with black people, you're hanging out around roaches, and they like to play with the blonde hair on his legs, and he's always been around for the black man because, you know, we're such little people, he needs to help us. And oh, by the way, in the black parts of his town, the black sections of his town, he lectured black women on they could say no, and black men on wearing a condom. These are Joe Biden's words, folks. This is not Kevin Jackson making it up. I want you to understand, if Donald Trump had made any one of those statements, he'd be toast. And you want to know why? Because I would turn on him and I would say, you know what? Donald Trump has this inherent ignorance of races, of race, of his own racism, that he doesn't even know it. I call these people the most dangerous racist. They don't even know. Joe Biden's walking around, "Oh, you know what? You little Negroes, you know, I remember when I tried to lecture you on wearing condoms." Well, Joe, here's the deal. You don't need to lecture us. Who are you to lecture us? You know, let me tell you what he thinks he is. He thinks he's better than we are. That's why he talks to us in the way that he did. Play that last part of the interview, the last part of the interview, because it was wrapping up at the time. But just play that part where he lays out when Charlemagne says, "Well, come back. We have a few more questions."
"Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden."
I will.
"It's a long way until November. We got more questions."
"You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black."
"It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see
you." "Take a look at my record, man. I extended the voting rights 25 years. I have a record that is second to none. The NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run. Come on. Take a look at the record."
"I extended the voting act 25 years? What's he talking about?" Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Joe Biden, there's nothing you can say that Joe Biden hasn't one-upped you on. I extended it. Edward Dirksen wrote the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and Voting Rights Act of 1965. What's Biden talking about? I extended it? You didn't do jack. And here's what's interesting. This guy is really one. I mean, I don't know him from Adam. I know he's a lefty. He's one of these typical hip-hop black dudes from the city that sees government is fixing everything. It's all welfare and all that. And for the record, the government can solve some of these problems, and Donald Trump is doing it. It's funny to hear Biden talk about everything that needs to happen with blacks in America, and Donald Trump is doing every act of it, every piece of it, better than any other president. And here's this clown in there. Oh, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Boy, he got some flack, but there's a bigger piece in there. I'm going to come back to it. Biden says, take a look at my record, man. Take a look at my record. Man, you better sit down, black boy. You better get your butt back on the plantation. I swear, that is the most condescending interview. Joe Biden's not apologetic. He's I'm not even trying to get him to apologize. Joe Biden has no empathy for where this man is coming from and what he's trying to say. He's not saying, you know what, Charlamagne, I'm happy to do this media. I don't want to make it sound like I'm the savior of black people. But what I do want to do is I want to clarify the record. Joe Biden, in a big portion of this, explained his criminal justice, what he did in criminal justice back in 1984. And he says, I'm not apologizing for it. I respect him for that. And then he tries to explain all the impact, the little details of it, which he's very Republicanish in doing that, because I don't think people really got it. And there's nothing that doesn't make me believe Joe Biden didn't have the best intentions, but hell is paved. Isn't that the saying? The road to hell is paved with the best intentions. So look at it any way you want. But he's not paying attention to this guy and saying, you know, as opposed to just saying, I want to hear what you have to say, and we can craft solutions. And if my solutions don't work, let's craft solutions together. Biden's like, pretty much, Negro, sit down. Know your place. I was tweeting to this clown, Charlamagne, the minute after I heard the interview, I was tweeting to him, man, you got played. You got completely broke. He broke your ankles. That's a saying for ballers. Where Joe juked him, just broke his ankles. Right in a spot. The guy says to you, you ain't black unless you vote for me. And he doesn't have the I would have fired back immediately and say, I know you didn't just imply that black people automatically must vote for you. I know you didn't just do that. Well, he caught flack beyond that. He caught flack from who's the guy running? John James? His name is John James. I've spoken to John. But he caught flack from John James. John said, you know, how dare you? I mean, pretty much every black prominent person that I know, some of them friends of mine, have come out and said, this man has lost it. This is that clip of Tim Scott. I still promise you guys, there's something bigger. And I said it already. Well, I didn't say it. Biden said it. There's a bigger thing than just what Joe Biden said about black folks. But here's Tim Scott.
I want to play for you something that Joe Biden told a national radio show which is aimed at African-American audiences. Roll tape, please.
Oh. You got more questions. I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see
you. Take a look at my record, man.
Joe Biden says, you ain't black. Response to that, Senator.
Wow.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. The man who sponsored and led the charge of a 1990s crime bill that locked up more African-American males than any other piece of legislation, and President Trump comes along and through his criminal justice reform corrects the absolute mistakes made by Joe Biden, for him to make such an arrogant, ridiculous comment to... If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is? That is the most arrogant, outrageous comment I've heard in a very long time.
Welcome back, everybody. Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, is rightfully outraged. Most blacks are. There are some blacks on the other side of this issue. They crack me up.
Well, that was a stupid comment. It was racist comment, but Donald Trump is still racist.
Or they'll say things like, well, we just got to remember what this is all about. This is not about Joe Biden. This is about beating Trump. I mean, it's crazy. But here's the other side. There are a lot of black folks over there going, oh, whoa, what did you just say? How do you think the Congressional Black Circus Clowns are going to fix it? Well, listen, I know Joe a long time, and Joe, he really is not as racist as sometimes the things that comes out of his mouth. Oh, really? How are you going to fix this? The founder of Black Entertainment Television, Bob Johnson, one of the most prolific, iconic blacks on the planet. He was outraged over this. He came out with an immediate rebuttal, immediate statement, talking about this is the kind of institutional racism that Democrats always complain about, except when they're doing it. This is what I talk about all the time on this program, folks. The people who are the real racist are the Democrats. They think it, they live it. Don't believe them for a second. They talk about kumbaya and, you know, let's treat everybody with respect and all this. They are the first ones crossing the street. And for the record, I don't blame them. If you see a bunch of thugs coming at you and you stay on the same side of the street, call you, your nickname is victim. But we don't make any bones about it. I'm crossing the street. Or I'm ready to go to blows. But I'm not going to just be a chump. But the Democrats, you would cross the street. You're a racist. No, I'm a realist. And I'm going to keep myself, my family, my friends out of danger. That's right. And I don't care what you think about me. If black people, I cross the street and black folks go, oh, man, that dude crossed the street because he, yeah, you're right. What next? I'm a Uncle Tom. Okay, fine. But I'm over
this
on this side.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
The guy Charlemagne the God needs to be embarrassed for that interview he did with former Vice President Crooked Creepy Crappy Joe Biden, Joey Fingers. I don't know what time they tell you that you have for an interview. This guy spent more time going, "How you doing, Mr. Vice President? They say you got dementia, but what do you say? Hey, let me go beat up on Donald Trump. Let me let you know I'm a step and fetch it Negro. Yeah, I will do your party's bidding. I'm going to be tough on you because I got a problem with you. But I'm going to let you talk through the entire interview. And, let's end it with you handing out black race cards." Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. If Joe Biden came on this show, I'd have whooped his fat plug head. That's what would have happened. He would have got a whooping that he would never forget. Let me put it to you this way. If Joe Biden came on my radio show, his political career would end. Yeah, I can be that precise. I would end that old racist political career. because I would hit him with some tough questions. Joe, you talk often about what you do for black people. What is your deal? Have you done anything for any other people? Are you just obsessed with black folks? Because I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen any evidence of you doing anything for black folks is of any significance. Can you point to anything where you can say, this helped black people? This did it. Give me anything, and we're going to debate it.
Well, I passed a crime bill.
Okay, let's just focus on that. What did it do? Are black communities full of more crime or less crime, Joe? Now that you've had such success with the crime bill, he always talks about what he passes, but he doesn't talk about the outcome. Joe, would you live in a black neighborhood? Hey, by the way, Joe, do you live in a black neighborhood? Hey, Joe, by the way, what is a black neighborhood? You talked about them being black sections of your town. How do you get over there? Do you get permission from a shot caller? Or if you're white, you can just go. Hey, just out of curiosity, is it reciprocal? Is there a reciprocity treaty where black people can come to the white sections of town? I'm just curious, Joe. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. And by the way, Joe, I'm not voting for you. But I promise you, I am authentically black. 79%. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got the numbers and the ancestry to prove it. An idiot. But there was a bigger thing that happened, folks. By the way, Biden has apologized. Yeah, he apologized. The New York Times said, former Vice President Joseph R. Biden Jr. You know Joe is in trouble when they give you every... I'm surprised they didn't tell you his middle name. Former Vice President Joseph R. Biden Jr., the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, apologized Friday afternoon for telling a radio host that black voters torn between voting for him and President Trump ain't black. He didn't say are not black. He tried to talk in the vernacular. Y'all ain't black. You ain't black. Go out here. I'm surprised he shake his neck. Well, you ain't even black up in here. What you talking about? Are you talking about Willis? Yeah. Here's what he says. I shouldn't have been such a wise guy. He said in a call with U.S. Black Chamber later, saying that he had not been expected to join the call, a possible sign of hastily arranged appearance. I shouldn't have been so cavalier. What? Oh, so you if you had more time to think about it, you would have prepared what you were going to say in front of these black folks because you got a different message, Joey. But that wasn't even the bigger part of the deal. Y'all ready? It was in the first segment. For those of you who missed it, in the very first segment I played, maybe it was the second segment. I don't know. You may have to go to the podcast, thekevinjacksonshow.com. But I'm telling you, here's the deal. Joe Biden said something far worse than that, far worse, and nobody's talking about it. And here it is. Let's play that clip.
I'm beating them across the board of 160 million people who watched me so far on shows like yours.
Okay.
All the stuff about it hurting me. It's not hurting me. I'm winning in all those states. I'm ahead in all the national polls. And the more he talks, the better off I am.
Yeah, we know polls can be illusions, though. Like, you know, we looked at all the polls in 2016, too, and look what happened.
Totally different, man. 2016 is totally different. What you had then is you had somebody who didn't know it all. They wanted to just change the system the way it was. He was the biggest change. He had no serious opposition that turned out to materialize. And so it's totally different. Right now, we're in a situation where it's like, you know, that carny show goes through town once and you find out there's no pee under any one of those three shells that get pushed around. Mm-hmm. Next time it comes back, what do? Next time it comes back, you ain't playing. You got to figure it out. Okay. And let me tell you something. My community figured it out a while ago. But here's the deal.
There was again. Did y'all catch it? Joe Biden, that racist son of a gun. Did you catch it? My community has figured it out a while ago.
Okay. And let me tell you something. My community figured it out a while ago.
That, my friends, was a bigger deal. That was the real Joe Biden. He sees different communities. The white community and the black community. The white sections and the black sections.
I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks, trying to get black men to understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom, getting women to understand they can say no, getting people in the position where testing matters.
I'll let y'all be the judge. I played two clips. Joe Biden talking about my community understands it. And then in a debate where when he was running back in 2008, the short time, Biden actually talks about going to the black sections of his town. I want you to just know, if Donald Trump said these things, I would disavow the man. I would go, the dude is, he doesn't even, he's too stupid to know he's a racist. Which is worse than, I have more respect for somebody that goes, Kevin, look, no offense. I've never met a black person, he can call me the N-word. I've never met a black person that's ever been worth a cent. This is my frame of reference. I'm racist to my rotten core. There's nothing you're going to do about it. I would say, hey, I get it. I'm not going to try to change you. Okay. Walk away. Not going to be mad at you. Joe Biden's a guy that'll stay in your face. He wants you to, no, Kev, I'm not racist, but I did go visit the black sections of my town. And oh, by the way, my community, you know, this upstanding white community that takes care of you, that gives you everything you need, what is it you don't like about us? I can't stand that racist. And let me tell you something. The dude does believe he has the black vote. He's already said it. We did a video about it because the idea was he was having a slave auction. It was during one of the debates where he and Bernie Sanders were effectively debating who had more of the black vote. And here's the clip.
In the black community than anybody else. Double what you have or anybody else.
But wait a second. It's quite Bernie.
Well, that is quite right.
Let's not argue about polls. This isn't about Bernie. This isn't about polls. This is not about polls. I'm not talking about polls.
We have nine members of the black caucus in South Carolina supporting us. But more importantly.
There they were. Who's got the most black folks? Why? Because that's what matters to the Democrats. Whoever could bring the black vote. The reason why Biden was considered the front runner from day one. He was the vice president to baby black Jesus. And they figured of everybody, blacks would find him more reasonable. And quite frankly, more malleable. That's the reason why Joe Biden is talking about considering a black female running mate is because he knows it plays well. I would be willing to bet you right now the odds are 70-30 against, easily, 80-20 against Joe Biden picking a black female. I'm talking about giving the choices because Michelle Obama's not going to run with him. She's not that stupid. Even Michelle Obama knows I'd rather preserve my legacy, what little bit that's left of that. But, yeah, he would choose her over political expediency. But the fact is, he doesn't care about black people. He doesn't want a black running mate. Period. Male or female. Oh, here's a dirty little secret. The Democrats don't want a black person, male or female, in general either. Make no mistake about it. You think they want Stacey Abrams as their vice presidential candidate? You think they want Kamala Harris as their vice presidential candidate? Put somebody else in there. Outside of Michelle Obama, no way. And the smart ones don't want Michelle Obama. I've already told you there's a lot of dirt on Obama. And there's a lot more coming out about her husband. So, you know, look, Joe Biden is a racist. He's one of these old school Democrats that's too stupid to know he's a racist. And the Democrats won't call him out for it. But let me tell you, if Donald Trump had said any of these things, his career would be over.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.